for DJW. I'm mobile.
DJW, KF4NXY, David, back to you.
I guess it's still more. No, it's getting, well, yeah, still another 14 minutes. How you doing this morning?
Is here now, one arm paper hanger with an itch.
Busy. Well, that's a good thing, too, right?
I'm getting ready to have some fun, go fishing, got my boat all ready, had a new water pump in it, put in it, and me and the wife put on a new gas line, so boat's all ready to go, and getting everything else ready to go.
Headed to?
Me and some friends, we rent a cabin down there at the state park, and spend a few days and have a good time. That's there's not a lot of population, I guess you'd say, on that lake. I think the Corps of Engineers kind of controls it, so there's a state park and maybe one or two marinas. And so anyway, it's seldom crowded, so that's why we like to go down there to fish.
I was going to ask you if there was good fishing in it. I used to go take my dad's boat and go down to Lake Hartwell and fish. And more often I'd come back with nothing than with something down there at Hartwell. But I'd go up to Mount Pisgah and fish in the streams and just about always come back with something.
A friend of mine used to fish Hartwell and Joe Cassie years and years ago, and I'm going to try and get him to go with me sometime, go up Joe Cassie and show me where the spots are.
And too, I went up there with the kids when they were little, and watched several of the underwater pumpkin carving contests. You ever heard of that?
Never heard of that. I did know there's some waterfalls up there around Joe Cassie that, you know, you can kind of go and, you know, with your boat and get a good view of them. And, you know, wife and kids probably like to see that.
Their pumpkins come Halloween. That time of the year for Halloween, they used to carve pumpkins up there, and they do it underwater. You know how messy that can get. Well, when you're underwater and you're carving them, it's not messy because the debris just floats away, and I guess the fish all gobble it up pretty good too. But anyway, the kids had a good time with that. I think they've got a Chinese junk that they sank up there in Lake Joe Cassie as well. Steve used to go diving. I don't know if you remember him. He's up in South Dakota now, but he used to go diving down there on that Chinese junk that they sunk up there. And the water's so clear, you can go down all the way to the boat and see that sea as clear as you can at the top.
There's a guy at my church who likes to go scuba diving. I can remember to tell him. I'll tell him about that. He might like to go check that out.
I had two friends that did that. Steve did it, and that guy I flew airplanes with did that. And they both like to go dive on that. I mean, it's something to explore when you're diving, I guess that's the reason. I never did do any scuba diving myself.
That's something I never got into. I kind of, don't know, in my mind, I put that in the same category as skydiving and jumping out of a perfectly good airplane. I don't really want to jump out of a perfectly good boat and go down deep in the water.
I don't see any reason to leave a perfectly good airplane when it's like over 3,000 feet up in the air, you know, or more, 3,000 or more. You finish climbing out of the initial takeoff. I just don't see any reason. But I guess to each his own. It's a good thing we're not all the same, or we'd be very boring.
It's true. That's one thing. You know, all of us have got the ham radio in common, but we've all got a bunch of other hobbies. With the flying part, I was talking, I don't know, it might have been you or somebody a few weeks back, I've got some helicopters that my wife acquired, and she's never got around to flying them. And, you know, I wouldn't mind picking your brain on some of the nuances of flying drones and helicopters and planes and that kind of stuff.
To help with it, if I can at all, helicopters are probably the most difficult of the three, fixed wing, multi-rotor, or single rotor, the helicopter. Helicopter is the hardest of all of them, but they do make flight controllers nowadays that make it a whole lot easier than it used to be. So even though it's difficult, it's a whole lot more doable now than it used to be.
A little drone that we've had out in the yard a couple of times, and you know, we got the thing up in the air, but it seemed like we've had some hard landings with it.
As far as flying, bumps and scrapes, if you don't fly them at all, you're not going to tear them up. But if you do fly them, they're going to get knocked around a little bit, and sometimes a whole lot.
Well, I just heard you in there. I want to speak at you. When they're going to have the next in-person club meeting?
Debbie, that ought to be this one coming up the first Monday of next month, which is not too far off. And I'm thinking it's going to be at the orange place that it was last time.
Well, I'll check the website and everything and check, you know, get the details. You have a good afternoon, and I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY, David, I'm clear on your final.
Talking to you this morning. I just pulled up here at Panera Bread and curbside pickup, so good timing. Take care. W4DJW. Stationary mobile.
KO4ZEW mobile. This is Ben. How you doing, Dave?
I'm pretty good. How you doing this morning?
Got to hang out, play a little bit with the kids, read some of my novel, and on my way back from Popeye's with some chicken for the family. I heard you say stationary mobile. I thought that was a good one.
Mobile, but and the engine's running, but the wheels aren't turning. I got that from Rusty. I think I heard that from Rusty. Or it might have been somebody. Might have been Tom, or it might have been Bob. I can't remember, but I heard it from somebody. I thought it was a good one.
Well, it looks like I'm going to be able to make the in-person meeting Monday, October 3rd. So I'm curious as to whether it's going to be a Tanner's Big Orange or Red Cross. But hoping to be there. It's my birthday. So I got to stay in town, and then I'm traveling back down to Florence on Tuesday morning. So I hope to see everybody in person again.
Hey, but my food got here. I had to tell them thank you. I really like this curbside pickup stuff. But anyway, happy birthday. If I don't see you there, I should see you there. I don't know any reason I wouldn't, but never can tell.
If the family has something planned for me, when we work that in, and I get to go to the meeting. That'd be my birthday present, is to get to go to the meeting, because they keep sending me down to Florence the first week of every month, and I've just been missing.
That's predictable. they keep doing the same thing over and over again, and it's predictable.
It's work, so, yeah, I guess I got to do it.
I guess it beats the alternative. Until you retire, anyway.
I mean, I do like what I do a lot, but yeah, I was like, oh, come on, the first week of each month, so we have a go live beginning of December. After this one, I'm not sure what weeks I'll be. I might make November. I'm not sure.
Make it to the meeting. I hope I get to make it. My wife is. I think she's going to be in Boise. They got her going once a month to Boise, Idaho, now, here recently. I think until she gets somebody up and running in that area, I think she has to go check in on them. but eventually she'll get somebody up and take her place there, and she won't have to do that. But that's a long trip.
Definitely. I had to go out to Seattle a couple times for work. Thankfully not on a regular basis. And, like, fly out Sunday night, fly home Friday morning. Or Thursday night, Friday morning. It's a mess. That's a long haul.
And I coming home on the last one, I think I picked her up at 4 o'clock in the morning or something like that. And I asked her this time, I said, "You gonna do the red eye again?" And she cut her eyes at me like, "No way. No way she's gonna do that again. That's rough." I remember coming back from California like that. And then you're like in no man's land for a day. You don't know whether you should be awake or asleep.
I prefer the red eye because I can sleep really well on planes. And I mean, my body clock's gonna be messed up anyway from that time change. And I might as well sleep through that 5 hours in the sky.
I can do that. I can doze in and out, but I can't really get sleep because I just wake up on an airplane. Same way going over, on an 8-hour flight going over to Europe. I doze in and out of it, but never get any really good sleep. And then you just feel miserable for a day.
That's why they make drugs, Dave, KB4CBA.
I don't like drugs at all. No, I don't like any kind of drugs. I tend to stay away from them. Unless I'm in the dentist chair, and that's the only exception.
You would like the kind of drugs I'm talking about. You'd definitely like it.
I'm at home now, Dave, so I'm going to take chicken in the family. So I'll say 73-KO4-ZEW, clear.
All right, Ben, bon appetit. I'm going to do the same thing when I get home. And I'm about halfway home now. Anyway, good talking to you, Ben. Enjoyed it. W4DJW. Go ahead, David.
Ben, have a good day. KB4CBA. So, but what are you doing besides picking up lunch?
Some radio stuff, programming ham radio stuff. It's fun, but there's a lot of it to be done. How about you, Bam Bam? What you up to?
Well, I just finished playing tennis, and I'm headed to Chick-fil-A to pick up some stuff for the grandsons. They want Chick-fil-A, and so they're getting Chick-fil-A. So anyway, we got to stop by there on my way home, and I'm not looking forward to it because I know there's going to be a line, but I think I'm going to go inside.
Chick-fil-A, I avoid it like the plague. I just don't like it. Maybe it's because I had too many of them a long time ago or something. But just don't like the taste of Chick-fil-A anymore. Or maybe it's their attitude. I think they have a bad attitude. Or maybe I have a bad attitude toward their attitude. I don't know. Anyway, but I hope you enjoy your lunch. How's Pebbles?
Okay. What was the last couple of words you said?
How's Pebbles?
So funny. Well, yeah, I'm like you. I ate so much Chick-fil-A back in about 2006 to 2008 that I just got tired of it, and I don't eat it anymore. And so, it's just going to be for the kids. In fact, I don't think my wife didn't even order anything. So we'll probably just drink a protein shake and then eat an early supper.
Thing back in the 80s, 70s and 80s with personal pan pizzas, I ate so many of those things every day for 2 years while I was going to school at Greenville Tech. I'd go to school on first shift and then get a personal pan's pizza and then go to Michelin for second shift. Did that for 2 years, personal pan pizza every single day. And, yeah, yeah, I probably could never eat another one.
What you mean? I used to work at McDonald's when I was in college, and in the summer, well, I guess it was just one summer, and I just, it was when I was, I think I took a year off, and so I worked there a year, and maybe a year and a half or something, and then I went back to school that fall of 75, and went to Mars Hill. But I just got so tired of eating McDonald's food, because they only give you 30 minutes, and they just give you a slight discount on the food. It's not like you get it free or anything, and, you know, you can only eat so many Big Macs, and, you know, back in the 70s, their choices were a lot more limited than they are now. But anyway, but it got old in a hurry.
I worked at McDonald's, too, and Long John Silver's, and I got tired of that food in a hurry, too. Anyway, I'm here at home. I'm going to back the car under the garage door, which is metal, and the antenna touches the metal, so I can't transmit. But anyway, good talking to you. Enjoy your lunch. I'm going to do the same. Maybe we'll talk to you in a little while. KB4CBA. I think I said CBT last time I talked to you. KB4CBA, W4DJW clear.
Well, enjoy your lunch and good luck with the program in there. Talk to you later, KB4CBA Mobile.
JWKO4CEF, do you copy?
EF, W4DJW. I was in the garage and pulled out. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I was just seeing. I was surprised you weren't flying.
Work to do that. Programming work to go flying. And it was really windy this past week. I don't know. Were you up there?
No, we were selling popcorn for the Boy Scouts, so my boys were out there doing that, so I didn't get to go.
Okay. Well, Steve said he's going up there because he had to take, like, a grill or something up there. So Steve's holding down the fort while we can't make it.
We represent.
Exactly. All right, I'm going to back it in the garage. And hope to see you out there field soon when I get all this programming behind me. KO4CEF, W4DJW.
All right, Dave, 73, KO4CEF clear.
I'm 2 Tango Mobile.
How are you up to?
7.5.
Ha, ha, ha. Okay. Well, I think I'm a little taller than that. But anyway, just finished playing some tennis, no surprise there, and running through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru.
Even the public, headed home, grocery store, had to come get some items, and I picked me up a nice packet of corn chicken. Public, I think do a good job of that, so I'm going to go home and have that, but I'm not sure what else I'm going to have with it when I get home, so it will be lunch today. Just making my way back to the house now, and see if I can do it without running over anybody or getting run over.
Well, I'm under this canopy, I might hit the repeater.
Yeah, you're a little noisy, but you're still getting in.
It's metal or what's it made out of. Anyway, I decided to go through the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A. It's amazing. 12 o'clock, and there's not a longer line. But anyway, so I'm going to have to get my order here in a second. So if I don't come back immediately, that's what I'm doing.
Done that. Been there, done that. And everything. So anyway, well, did you win, lose, or draw? Order in, Dave.
Good, and I'm ready to pick it up here. Yeah, we lost both matches.
changed things lately, has it?
I don't know if I'm getting worse or if they're getting better.
But they're probably getting younger.
Most part, I'm playing the same guys. There are some new people every now and then, but they're not young. They may not be as old as me, but they're definitely not spring chickens.
You're about every time.
Next Saturday we have a tournament, so I had to sign up with the USTA, and even though it's at the sports club and sponsored by the sports club, somehow the USTA is involved, and so we'll see how that goes.
You gotta join that association and pay them a fee.
To pay to be in this, so it's just $23, no big deal.
That's good. But it'll be something to keep you out of trouble. Unless you lose every match, and then you're going to really be in trouble with the rest of your team.
Team is just one other guy, so, and we play together all the time, so, you know, he knows what to expect, but, anyway, I'm looking forward to it, just getting out there and getting exercise and everything. I'm starting to get fluid buildup on my right knee again, though. I'm not real happy about that.
He, on a regular basis, knows what to expect, and he still plays tennis with you. That must be some friend. Anyway, yeah, you got to watch that problem of fluid buildup. You'll really end up with problems if you let that go too long or do something while it's built up. Really mess your leg up. Then you won't ever play again.
I waited too long this last time. They threw fluid out, and they drew out 75 cc's of that yellow fluid. And in fact, I told him to get a big syringe, and he didn't get one big enough. I think it must have been a 50, and then he had to switch syringes right in the middle, and he left the needle in, and man, it was hurting. By that time, it was really hurting because he was getting down near the end, and it doesn't really hurt until, you know, you get down near the end, and then it's excruciating, and they were holding my leg down and my knee down, and it was, I was about to come off the table there. I was laying down, and I wish they'd have just knocked me out.
For that, the next time you go.
Sure, if they'd do that, but now I could give me some Versed. It's called the amnesia drug. But I really like it. It's one of those drugs. Sedates you, and you don't remember what happened.
Yeah. It's like some of the things when I've gone into the hospital for several different events and all. But, what are your plans for the rest of the day now?
Picked up lunch for the two grandsons that we have there, the two-year-old and four-year-old, and so I'll be playing with them some, and then later on this evening I'll need to cut the grass, and got a good bit of yard work to do, you know, the trimming and all that stuff to make it look good. I haven't done the trimming in about 3 weeks, so it's starting to show.
Well, doing that can mess your leg up too, so anyway, unless you got a riding lawnmower. Well, sounds like you got your play. I forgot, you got your grandkids for the weekend, don't you?
Yeah, no, they'll be back sometime tomorrow. They're went down to Cancun, I think, and having a great time. and they needed a break, and I'm glad they were able to do that. And they just bought a house, so when they get back, we're going to be helping them move, and I'll be helping them, do some little odd jobs that the house needs, here and there, and how that goes. It's an older house, so it's going to need a little TLC. But anyway, it'll give me something to do, keep me out of trouble.
Hey, jobs, if they can buy a new house and then afford a trip to Cancun, that's not cheap. Oh, well, anyway, good to hear everything's going along, and I'm about back to the house and got to pull in, pick up, stop, get the mail, because the mailman has come. I don't know if he's come yet. And then pull on up and get the groceries in. David, I'll talk to you later. You have a good afternoon. KB4CBA, W22C73 for now.
Well, you have a good day. And they have some generous parents and on both sides, so we kind of together, the four of us kind of helped them get the house and made it able for them to spend the money to go on this trip. So anyway, I'd rather see them enjoy it now than when I'm dead. So you have a good day. 73's W22 KB4 CBA mobile. I'm pulling in the garage, 73s.